Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has no intention of changing. What he has never done for any other, he will do for you. You see, when Moses stood before the Red Sea with the children of Israel, there was no written record or spoken record of anybody who had divided any river or anything like that. But Moses made a request and stretched forth his hand with his rod. And the sea gave up. The sea had no option but to part for the children of Israel to walk on dry land. It had never happened before, but it happened during Moses' time. In the same way, what has never been done for anybody or has never been seen by anybody is what is going to be done for you. Hallelujah. Make requests in the name. You see, I'm still talking about the name of Jesus. And today, I'm talking about take what belongs to you in the name. Take what belongs to you in the name. Hallelujah. I want us to turn to John chapter 14. And I'm reading from verse 14. It says, if you shall ask anything in my name. Now, anything means anything. It says, I will do it. I will do it. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. You see, the word ask means to demand of something due you. To make demand of something due you. You see, God loves you. That is the truth. God loves you. And by virtue of your born again experience, God has brought all of himself. You have inherited God himself. God told Abraham that I'm your exceeding great reward. We are the seed of Abraham. Therefore, God is our exceeding great reward. You see, God has given us himself. If you read in Matthew chapter 6, from verse 9, Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray or what to pray. He said to them, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You see, hallowed be thy name. May your name be exalted. What is the name of the Lord? The name of the Lord is Jesus. Then it says, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You see, there's no sickness in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. There's no disease in heaven. There's no failure and fear in heaven. It says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, by virtue of your born again experience, God has done beautiful things. He has brought heaven into your life. The kingdom of heaven is in your heart now. He has brought heaven to you. Legally speaking, health is yours. Jesus suffered for you. There's no need to suffer again. But you must take what belongs to you. You must take it. You must demand of it. You see, to ask means to demand of something due you. Just whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it. I will do it. What is it that you require? What is it that you need? I've told you already, every single thing responds to that name. Every single thing responds to that name. So what is it that is worrying you? Make demands in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs to and they are saved. You see, Jesus' name is a strong tower. It's a strong tower. And that name is there for you. Use that name today. Make demands in that name. Demand your rights. Demand what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. Don't let the devil rob you of your joy and rob you of your excitement and rob you of increase, of your success. Success belongs to you. Joy belongs to you. This is what God has brought into your life by virtue of you believing in His Son. He has done all that He needs to do for you now. You see, the problem is not with God. The problem is with the devil. You see, the devil brings circumstances around that deny us access of what God has given to us and what God has brought into our lives. You see, He didn't say, you shall ask in my name and my Father will do it. He says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. All that He needs to do, He has done. Now, He needs you to take what belongs to you. Take it. It's yours. Don't let the devil cheat you out of it. You see, don't let the devil cheat you out of it. He's not saying that when you ask, God releases it. All that is needed has been given. God has released every single thing. Now, you take it. You have access. Take it because it's yours. In the name of Jesus. Don't allow sickness and disease to come in. Don't allow depression to come in. Don't allow sadness to come in. See, I refuse to be depressed. In the name of Jesus. I refuse to be put down in the name of Jesus. I have joy in the name of Jesus. My life is upward and forward alone in the name of Jesus. That is what you should be saying to yourself. Make demands. Take what belongs to you in Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you and keep using the name of Jesus. Bye-bye.